We have a couple of guests in the studio now. We've got Brian Dobbins and Addie Dobbins joining us there. Addie is the Executive Director and Commissioner of Las Mañanitas Community Advocates, and Brian is with her this morning. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So you're here to talk about the Northside Development Project, but before we get into particulars of that and how that's progressing, just give us a quick kind of little overview of how Las Mañanitas came together in LCMA, as it's known as, how it came together. I mean, this all happened kind of over a short period of time where a group of people threw out ideas and said, why don't we form an organization?
Yeah, well, so it happened in 2021. Actually, my mom and I, we started by translating the local news, so news that happened in Lincoln County. We went around and interviewed people, added subtitles, whether English or Spanish.
Was this like an audio
Yeah, so it's all on our Facebook. There's older videos of when we were doing kind of like news style. And just kind of that's how we started.
So you were taking videos put out by
By us. We recorded and we edited and all that, and just helped get the Hispanic people involved and just knowing what's going on in the town.
Community events translated for them that they didn't understand English, so they had it in their own language and knew what was going on. That's a great thing.
And even like the hot sheets and stuff, we did that, like translated that. From that, we went into really helping everybody. We became inclusive to everybody, no matter the race. We help a lot of youth. We work with probation officers and things like that. So we do a lot of other outreach.
It sounds like a wonderful thing. And so obviously Las Mañanitas came together. When was it formed? Was it formed last year?
It started in 2021 as an LLC, and then we actually got our tax exempt status in 23.
Okay, so it's been around 4 years, taxes on for the last two, and you're thinking of great, great ways to make the community better and to serve underserved areas, and that one of those is that north side of North Platte stuck out for you, right?
Right.
As being an area that we need certain things there,
right? So we actually, my family and I grew up in the trailer court, right? In front of Madison Middle School. And so over there isn't much groceries. And at the time, my dad was going through his immigration process, so he couldn't drive a car. And so we would walk through the, you know, we would walk through you know, to get to Family Dollar, because that's the only, like, grocery-style store that's there, and then walk back. So what we want to do is help people that don't have the resources on that side of town.
Okay, so there's three different phases in this project. Where are we at right now?
Yeah, so phase one is, and we're hoping to start in September of 2025, the construction process for the greenhouse. So this greenhouse is going to focus on, you know, providing the hydroponics style of growing the produce, and it's going to be year-round. We're going to have, you know, produce, and we've even talked to local restaurants that want to grow produce and then have that be, you know, featured in their menus. So, and this is going to be for everybody. Whoever wants and needs produce can come in. And we're going to have free produce giveaways. Otherwise, we're also going to have, you know, little salads and just different produce available for the whole community.
Okay, so you're going to have to educate me on what this, the hydroponics aspect of it. I know what a greenhouse is. I've been in a greenhouse before. So what's the hydroponics?
So hydroponics is basically everything is grown via water. So there's no soil.
No soil?
No. Okay. Everything is, what we'll use is temperature control and making sure that the water is always clean. I mean, there's so many aspects to hydroponics. We're in the training process of making sure we understand how the germination and all of that process, you know, from start to finish, how it goes, what we're going to be doing, all the steps. But yeah, there's no soil. It's all water-based.
So are you, are you going to be the primary caretaker? Do you got people that are...
Yes, we have a team of people, and I'll be honest with you. I have a green thumb when it comes to certain things, but my mom has a green thumb when it comes to everything. So she's going to be... Yes.
Put her in charge then, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so she's... and we have a group of people that are volunteering. Whatever they know about hydroponics, they're letting us know. Uh-huh. And we've also, registered to take trainings and just learning everything. There's so much that goes on with hydroponics.
So this is a great thing, and you said construction for this will begin in September.
Correct.
So just a few months away.
Yes, right? Yeah, and we're working with the city, and they're helping out so much, helping with each step that we go along.
That's
with
the other thing. You've had great
support,
I guess.
Yeah,
is one word you could use. Communication and then support back from the city on this,
yes,
right?
Yeah, and the commissioners. And so we have, so much support and just people that know what they're doing and they're wanting to help us out, mm-hmm, by giving us advice and, hey, we're here to help. So
that has to be a great thing, because if you felt like nobody else was on board with this and the city leaders didn't care and you were just doing your own thing, then you'd feel
it'd be a
different
story.
You were kind of almost, why are we doing this?
Right.
Whereas you get support. It's really a great encouragement,
is it,
you know your city's on board with what you're doing.
Yes, it's amazing.
So construction begins in September. When are you hoping to have it completed and operational?
So our plan is that the construction for the greenhouse will take between 3 and 4 months. It's going to be a quick thing. So we're hoping to have it right before Christmas.
Christmas.
Have it ready to go. Yep.
Okay. All right. Some of that probably could be affected by the weather, I imagine.
It could,
yes.
So we're hoping to have all the outside stuff completed and then just work on the inside once the cold weather.
And then they can focus once it gets cold on the inside. Well, that's a great thing. So we got people listening that are saying, boy, this sounds like a great thing. I'd like to get involved. So how can they do that?
Yeah, so we have a website, lmca308.org. There people can find all the information about each phase that we're doing for this project. There's a donation button, they can donate. Mm-hmm. There's also volunteer opportunities, and we have a lot of fundraisers that we have planned to help raise matching funds for this project.
Okay, do you have any fundraisers coming up here in the near future?
We do, yeah, okay. And I'll actually let my husband.
And that's why you brought Brian in, right? He's the fundraiser guy. Lay it on us, Brian. What do we got?
So on June 7th, we're having a grill master competition, and we will have 10 judges judging the food, and mm-hmm, then as the grillers are grilling their food, they could sell their food, give them a chance to make money on that day. And
sounds like a great way to make some money and
reimburse get exposure, stuff, get some exposure, get our name out.
You can do that here in downtown or Northside?
No, it's going to be on the American Legion Hall here on 4th Street.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, and we're going to have jump house for kids. We're going to have board games and, it's drinks, alcoholic drinks and drinks for kiddos. And,
great.
So there'll be definitely a lot of stuff for the people to do while they're there.
So we're going to have anything. Basically, you can choose what you want to grill. And
it
could be hamburgers, hot dogs, or it could be shish kebabs. Things of that nature. Or good old, what we think of most is steaks on grills, right?
Yeah. And we're going to have the winner will get a little Grill Master trophy and a gift card to a local restaurant.
Yeah, that'll make it worthwhile
for sure.
And then I think you've talked about this a little bit, why the North Side. It's been an underserved part
Correct.
Of the community. I thought you explained that pretty well.
Yeah,
at the beginning there, no grocery stores with fresh produce, and thus the project for the hydroponics greenhouse.
The second phase is going to be the community center, and that's going to be probably in 2026. So next year is what we're looking at for that. And that's just going to be a space for teens to have events,
we need
do
more
workshops.
Of those,
and even if people want to rent it out for any private event that they have going on, they can do that as well.
Mm-hmm. How does the you being members of the Latina community, how do you feel like, North Platte cares about you?
Yeah.
And your ethnicity, because I've often wondered about that. And I don't have much interaction. I haven't had the opportunity to have much interaction with your community. But I have very positive vibes whenever I'm around people like that. You just seem to always be cheery and have those positive vibes around you.
And the thing is, like, especially right now with our town, how it's changing and everything, I feel like it's really important to learn about each other, you know, people that have been here for years and then new families that are coming in. There's always going to be that, you know, people are going to have, maybe they're afraid, or maybe they have negative thoughts, or they've had negative interactions.
Preconceived notions, maybe.
And,
you
know, and that goes both ways with with, you know, both races, but I feel like just being that person that really shows them the positive side is something that can change somebody's mind. So that's what we're trying to do.
I find so often that the biggest hindrance to accepting people is just the negativity attached to certain things.
And
we get these preconceived things about a certain group of people. It's just like, why do I need to start with that? Why can't I have an open mind? Just, you know, meet them a little, meet, talk. And it doesn't matter, you know, what race or ethnicity, we all have things in common. We're all humans. We all have needs, the same basic needs. And
well, and the thing is, too, so, like, there's bad in every race. So, I mean,
bad and good, but and mostly good.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, anything else, Addie or Brian, that you wanted to add? Did you get all the information out there that you wanted to share?
I do want to also add the third phase that's going to happen in 2027 is going to focus primarily on entrepreneurs here in town. So we're going to have a business incubator. There's going to be three business locations that are going to be 2,000 square feet. And these are going to be leased out at lower than market rates for entrepreneurs that want to start their businesses.
Help people get started. Yes. And that will be attractive, too, because I'm sure there's lots of people out there like, boy, you know, it takes a lot to start up businesses, but you're going to make it easier for them,
well, and
right?
they're going to be open, because a lot of the places that are available now for lease are kind of like based off business needs or office needs.
Right.
And so we're going to make them just open spaces for people to do whatever business that they want to do, you know, and help them with business startups. And there's a lot that we have planned for the future.
Well, I like the idea, and I think it's great. And construction begins on that hydroponics greenhouse in September. Hopefully by Christmas time it'll be up and running, and then we'll just you know, we'll have you on periodically to give updates.
Yeah,
on
of
how
course,
this is,
I'd love that.
How this is going, because I think it's a great idea that's going to serve the Latina community, but then eventually I see other people coming in and saying,
absolutely,
you got a good thing going.
Yes.
We want to be a part of it.
Yes, that's what we want. The more, the better. Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, our guests this morning have been Brian and Addie Dobbins. Addie's executive director, commissioner of Las Mañanitas Community Advocates. Thank you so much
for
coming in, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.